Just recently, I saw my brother playing a game on his PSP Vita. I told him to let me see, and he showed me. He was playing Lego Batman. The characters looked like they were made from Lego blocks. And also, there were other characters from the Justice League. This example is very interesting because it involves many layers of using the success of one venture to promote the other. If you look at the game, you will notice a lot of partnerships between two entertainment industries and ventures. The first is the obvious collaboration between the Lego Company and DC Comics to make a film about Batman that looked like Lego. The next collaboration is between Sony, the makers of the PSP Vita game system, and Lego DC Comics, the makers of the game, the idea of which was born out of the previous film. Even the Justice League itself is an entertainment merchandise within the same DC Comics company that employs the individual successes of the individual characters, like Superman, Batman, Green Lantern, Wonder Woman, among many others, to create something else that was equally successful. Marvel, another comics company, did the same thing with the most popular of its superheroes to create the Avengers, which is arguably more successful than any one of the individual characters. If you go to the store to buy bedroom furniture for a kid, you will find beds that are shaped like cars from the film Cars, or bed sheets that have images of Spider-Man on them, or pajamas that look like the costumes of any of the numerous superheroes that kids love.